Welcome back to another episode of Unpack That Bag, where I help you to carry what matters most. It's your host, Maya Danielle. And as always, I am very excited to be here today. Hope you are as well. I hope you had a wonderful week, a blessed week. I hope you got some good introspection done after our last episode. We talked about getting uncomfortable, or I'm sorry, getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, so that you can grow and so that you can become a better person. If you haven't already watched that episode or you haven't listened to that podcast, go ahead and go back and listen to it. Come back and tell me what you think. But yeah, I'm hoping that everybody just had a great week of just living and being, and working towards growing more and more every day. Can't afford not to. So I want to talk today because last week we talked about, getting uncomfortable, or wow, why do I keep saying that? Getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. And, I'm sure like a lot of people are in a space where, I've recognized that I'm uncomfortable. I recognize that there are some things that, maybe I need to change, or maybe, I'm uncomfortable and it's telling me something. But, so many people have like, they just don't know where to go, right? They can't find their groove. They feel stuck. And so, we'll talk about today, like, let's start finding our groove. What does it mean to find your groove? How can we find our groove? All that good stuff. And it just makes me think like life is one of those, it's ever changing, right? Our values are ever changing. Our goals are ever changing. Some people from very young knew what they wanted to do in their life, knew what direction they wanted to go. And sometimes we go that way, right? And it's amazing. It's everything we've ever dreamed of. And then sometimes like we get there and or we start down that path and it's not at all what we thought it would be. It's not at all peaches and cream. It ain't none of that. And so I think it's really important for us to constantly be reevaluating, right? Constantly be looking within to see if we're even feeling the same that we did when we was 10 and we said we wanted to be a doctor. Like, always just looking within. And so a lot of times we do end up finding feeling ourselves being stuck, like stuck in the mundane, stuck in that comfortability like we talked about. And like pushing to just find our groove, find what it is that makes us feel good, find what it is that just makes us like yeah, this is it, I'm vibing, having a good time, my life is good. And yeah, so like let's start off with talking about like being able to identify when you're out of sync, when you're things are not happening right. Because a lot, like you said, a lot of times when you're stuck in something and it's comfortable and it's familiar, you don't even realize like, dang, I might have lost my groove, and so a lot of the times when you've lost your groove, you're feeling disconnected from your passions, right? Or your purpose. You don't really know, like, am I really doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Like, is this really what, I don't really know if I enjoy this. Like, is this really for me? You find yourself questioning, like, is this something I even want to do? Is this, I don't even know if I really enjoy, being a what I'm trying to think, I don't know. I don't even know if I enjoy playing basketball. Like, do I even enjoy this anymore? And so, that's a sign that you've lost your groove, right? You're just feeling really disconnected from your passions and your purpose. And I think the next sign is like burnout, right? Stress, emotional exhaustion. Like, I'm feeling so tired every day. I'm going to this job, or every day I'm getting up to do this, and it just doesn't feel good. Like, I'm tired. It's stressing me out. Even the thought of going is stressing me out. And maybe like a lot of times, like it's something that we've. It's not to say that you don't still enjoy that thing, or that's not still a passion of yours, or it's still not your purpose, but it's more so just like I'm burnt out. Like, I feel like I'm putting in maybe more to this hobby or whatever than I'm getting out of it, right? And so that's another sign that you've lost your groove. I think another like big one and a part of that is just the lack of motivation, right? You have a lack of motivation or joy in your life. You're just going through the motions. Going through the motions. Everything just feels like, you know, I'm just getting up and I'm doing it. I don't know. My favorite kind of reference to this, anytime I'm talking about just going through the motions in day-to-day life. I don't know if y'all remember the episode of SpongeBob where Squidward, I think he goes to that community where it's like everybody is kind of like he's in a more affluent community and he's around his people, but he's finding himself day in and day out doing the exact same things. And at first he's like he's enjoying it. He's having a good time. He get to play his clarinet. He get to perform at the recitals. He get to come home. You know, like he's doing everything that he said he wanted to do, right? Those passions that he said he had, he's doing it day in and day out. And you see, if you're watching the episode, you know, you see him every day getting up doing it. And like over time, gradually, he just becomes like, it's like he goes from smiling, you know, having a good time to like he's doing the things, he's playing a clarinet, but he's not feeling it, right? He's like he looks like he genuinely hates what it is that he's doing. Doesn't change the fact that playing the clarinet was his passion and he loved, like y'all know Squidward loved the clarinet or playing the clarinet. But you know, it was just like it became so mundane. It became so just like over and over and over again, I'm doing that. And so he had a lack of motivation. He wasn't finding joy in this thing that he used to find joy in. And so he lost his groove. Squidward lost his groove. And so, you know, I think another big piece about, you know, being stuck, feeling stuck and losing your groove that people maybe don't talk about. I don't think that a lot of people talk about, but it's like it comes with this struggle of like being able to make decisions, right? You start doubting yourself in the decisions that you make because it's like, well, is this really going to help me? Is this really going to, you know, it, what could I really change, you know? And so a lot of people find themselves just kind of doubting the decisions that they make, doubting how they, you know, decide to go forward, because you just feel stuck. You feel like, well, can anything really change? Can I even gain that passion back that I used to have? Can I find my groove again? I watched the other week while I was on spring break. Stella got her groove back. Is that what it's called? Stella gets her groove back? I don't know. But and it's just like, you know, that's kind of what it looks like, I think, pre losing your groove. It's like, you know, you're doing the things. You're being a mom, you're being a parent, you're being a wife, you're being a husband, you're being a friend, you're doing all these things that's like you always do it because life goes on, right? I think again, that's one of the things I emphasize with my client. You know, life goes on. Life is gonna forever keep going. You're gonna always have to keep up with it. But, you know, slowing down and saying like, maybe let me shift some things. Let me notice like I am feeling drained. You know, Stella, she was like, you know, I got this free time. I've been working hard. I've been doing the things. I've been doing everything I need to do. I've been being a mom. Like, and then, you know, just watching her, she gets to that point where she's like, I'm a little bit drained, right? And so, again, being able to recognize that and then do something about it, I think is the next step. So we talk about the signs that you've lost your groove, and so, you know, there'll be signs. There'll always be signs. But again, it goes back to what we talked about last week: developing those skills to look inside of yourself and say, am I even like what's happening, right? Am I able to notice that this, again, the signs are always going to be there, but do I have the skills to look inside of myself and say, I've noticed the signs? Like I know that I'm not as happy as I was, or I know that I'm not feeling as much joy, or I know that like the idea of doing things that used to bring me joy is stressing me out. Maybe I lost my groove, right? And so I think the next step, once you've looked inside of yourself and you've had this realization, is the process of realignment, right? You have to get realigned with yourself, get realigned with your groove. And that comes First, through a mindset shift, right? Like I said, your values are constantly changing. Your passions are constantly changing. And so you have to learn how to shift with those changes, shift with the world, shift with the way that things are happening, shift with, maybe new realizations, because there are external factors that are going to play a role in your group, like and the things that you enjoy. Sometimes there are going to be hurdles and challenges that come into play with you fully enjoying things the way that you used to. And so sometimes there is a mindset shift that is needed. You have to learn how to embrace this change rather than to resist it. If you resist any type of change in your life, we all know what happens, right? It doesn't typically work. You find yourself struggling more than you need to struggle. Sometimes you have to surrender and just and like, okay, it is. I have to embrace this. I have to be okay with it. Let me shift the way that I maybe think about what's happening. Let me shift the way that I experience what's happening. Maybe it's not that I don't enjoy drawing anymore, right? I have a passion to draw. I have a passion to create things. Maybe it's not that I don't enjoy that anymore. Maybe it's just that I need to shift the way that I look at it, right? Maybe this hobby doesn't need to make me money, right? All hobbies don't need to be beneficial to your finances, okay? Some things you need to be doing just for you. And so shifting your mindset around it. Again, back to that self-reflection, asking the right questions, okay? You gotta ask some questions. What used to excite me, right? When I was in my groove, when I was feeling good, living good, I was in my 20s, or I was in my teens, or I was in my 30s. Like, what used to excite me? What kind of things was I doing? Was I going out, and going to the park and going on walks? Was I finding time to be with friends? Was I like, spending more time taking care of myself? What kind of things used to excite me? Where do I feel the most fulfilled? Like, is it that I'm not feeling as fulfilled in this career that I used to love anymore? Like, am I feeling more fulfilled in my family? Do I need to dedicate more time there? Where do I feel the most fulfilled? What habits do I have, okay, that are draining me? And what habits do I have that are fueling me? Okay, sometimes our habits, as comfortable and as used to them we are, they drain us. They don't really necessarily make us feel as good as we would hope to. And some of them fuel us. And so looking, doing that self-reflection, looking within and saying, what is working and what is not working? Okay. What things am I doing in my day-to-day that are not working for me? And what things am I doing that are working? What things that I used to do that used to work, and how can I incorporate those more into my life? Which goes into the next part of making those minor adjustments because they matter. Okay. The small things matter. I emphasize this so much in so many ways in my life, but small change really does matter, right? You think about like the butterfly effect and the fact that, you telling somebody, hey, like, it's really good to see you today. I'm really proud of you. And just how much that could motivate them, and that could shift the way that they do things in their lives. And then they've impacted somebody else. Like, that idea that a small action or a small behavior can lead to something else bigger, right? Even if it's not in this current moment, even if it's not something that you're even able to realize, like, the impact that you make on somebody else may be so small to you. It took you no effort, no energy, and they've went out in the world and done something with that impact. And so that just goes to tell you that like small changes do matter. And so understanding that, but then also showing gratitude to that, right? That maybe I'm not getting up 5 days out of the week to go to the gym, right? Maybe I am just going 2 days. Maybe I am just actually working out in my home, doing a couple stretches here and there, right? Those small, consistent actions that bring you joy, they matter, right? Even if something that you realize about yourself when you're doing that self-reflection is that I'm scrolling on my phone way too much throughout the day. Like, this is draining. It is so draining that I am scrolling on my phone. I'm constantly seeing the news. I'm constantly seeing what's happening in the world. People is talking about going 50-50. People is talking about who needs to pay for the first date. People is talking about the stupidest stuff. I mean, you finding yourself, you scrolling and you getting pissed, you getting upset, you reading all the comments, and they doing this. And next thing you know, 5 hours of your dating went by and you're just, you ain't, you feeling drained. Like, things are not feeling good, right? And so even if the small change that you make is that you reduce your screen time by an hour, you're not on your phone during that hour, right? You choose to implement maybe an hour of reading instead of an hour of scrolling, right? Even if it's 30 minutes, even if it's 10 minutes, even if you decide to read a chapter a day, those small changes do matter. I think sometimes we forget that, in this society we tend to forget because we have such a big mindset. Everybody has such big goals and such big kind of ideas of what change looks like, but we forget that it does start small. It really does. We think of the challenges like 75 hard. Listen, tried that, been there, done that. But anyway, you think about stuff like that where it's like, I gotta cut out this. I gotta make sure I'm reading this. I gotta do this diet. I gotta work out 2 times a day, and one of them gotta be outside. And I gotta, like, yes, I don't disagree that those type of things are beneficial or that they are helpful or that they can produce change, right? But I think that those smaller, consistent changes, especially if you're somebody who struggles, or if you're somebody who is stuck. If you're stuck and you're trying to find your groove, I can guarantee you that implementing these really big decisions or these really big ideas of what you can do to get back out there can sometimes lead you into a place of feeling more stuck, right? Because it goes back to that decision-making process that kind of is disrupted when you're feeling stuck and you're feeling out of your groove because you find yourself, you've got this big idea, you go out here, you try the 75 hard, you make it 5 days in, and then you've given up. And now you're feeling disappointed in yourself, right? You're feeling like, I'm just never gonna get to where I need to be. I'm still stuck. I still can't find my groove. I still can't get back to who I was. You're feeling discouraged because you've set this goal so high that it's almost unattainable, right? It's not realistic that you can even attain doing something like that for 75 days straight, right? So dedicating yourself to making these smaller changes that are like, they're meaningful, right? Even if they're not, they don't cost you much of anything, they are meaningful. Even if it's just trying a new hobby, maybe something that you haven't done before, to see if that brings you joy. Be open to that shift. And then again, reconnecting with yourself. Like, if you want to find alignment, realignment, right? You have to be willing to connect with yourself, reconnect with yourself. And so you can do that by meditating. You could do it by prayer. You could do it by therapy, 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 therapy. You could do it by journaling. You can do it by spending time in nature. I emphasize therapy so much, y'all. That's just what I'm gonna do. But I do because, it's always good to have somebody who can kind of maybe ask the questions that you wouldn't think of, or pull something out of you that you wouldn't have even thought. Like, kind of get you to think deeper, or get you to think about what it is that might be missing. Like, maybe there was somewhere along the way, along your path, along your journey, where you shifted, right? Something maybe came into your world, your ecosystem, that disrupted your daily routine, or disrupted that hobby that you had, or disrupted, what was making you go. It just disrupted your groove, right? And so sometimes we can't identify those things on our own because we are in it. Right. Sometimes when you're in it, it's hard to see around what's happening. And so sometimes it is good just to have a person there who is unbiased, who can ask those provoking questions to really get you to think about what it is that caused you to lose your groove and bring you back to yourself, bring you back to that moment. And so yeah, meditation is great as well. Again, therapy, journaling, you can do kind of like the same thing with journaling. Finding some good journal prompts online. There are journal prompts for everything. I love a good journal prompt because it just does that kind of like thought-provoking process, getting you to do some introspection, look inside yourself, and answer those questions in a way that you gain understanding for yourself. Next, I'm going to talk about overcoming the roadblock to your flow, right? So, like I said, a lot of times it's not that the flow is not there anymore, it's not existent, it's more so that maybe there was a roadblock, and maybe the roadblock is that I fear failure, right? I think a lot of times, again, when we maybe turn our passions into a profit, right? When we start to profit off our passions, there is this idea that we can't fail, right? I can't afford to just draw for the love of me drawing, because now my livelihood depends on it, right? And so there's the fear of failure that is associated with that. And even if you haven't, even other than that, but just realizing that a lot of times some people will find themselves stuck where they are because they fear failing. They fear not being able to perform. They fear just the unknown, right? They fear what things may look like in the future. And so you find yourself kind of stuck where you are and not knowing where to go because you just there's a fear of failure. You also find yourself comparing your journey, especially in today's time. I see a lot that a lot of people compare themselves to others. You're so focused on what everybody else has going on. You're so focused on how they are succeeding, how they are reaching their goals, how they are displaying, their all the things that they've gained, their blessings, right? Social media sucks because of this, I think, because there's just the images that we're seeing every day, the conversations that we're having every day. We tend to compare the journeys of our own to the journey of others, right? And when you compare your journey to somebody else's, you lose all sight of what's happening in your life, right? So you were feeling good. You were feeling like you was in your flow. You feel like you were doing things the way that you were supposed to be doing them. And then you see somebody else maybe who started where you started and they're way further ahead of you. And like, wait a minute, how did they get all the way up there? We started together, right? Or they started behind me. How did they get all the way up there? And then you've lost sight of the fact that you were doing good. You were making progress. You were feeling good in your flow, in your groove. You was in your groove feeling good. But because you compared yourself to somebody else, right? Because you dedicated too much time to what everybody else had going on and seeing their successes, you've lost touch with the fact that you were already doing good. You were already where you needed to be, right? So trusting, I think another part of that is just trusting that you are where you're supposed to be. Like your journey is your journey. You are doing things the way that you're supposed to be doing them. And trusting in that, trusting that, the right timing is your timing, right? And so, trying to overcome that roadblock of comparing yourself to others, it's not easy, I understand, but it's necessary. Overcoming perfectionism, right? And overthinking. Again, I talked about this in the episode last week about, being comfortable with being uncomfortable and this idea that you have to have it all figured out right now, or you have to be within the perfect conditions to make changes in your life. And, or, I can't do this unless I have this and this, right? I can't be a content creator because I don't have the best camera, or I can't I can't cook this meal because I don't got the fancy cookware to cook you with, right? I can't put myself out there to date because maybe I'm not comfortable in my body. Like maybe I don't look the way that everybody else looks, right? So overcoming this idea that you have to be perfect, the work that you put out has to be perfect, you know, just letting go of that need to figure it all out. You can't ever figure it all out. And that's when you lose the passion that you have in the things that you're doing when you are so nitpicky about its perfection. Just do it. Never gonna be a right time. Just do it, right? And it makes me think, like, me and my friend, we were joking, I don't know, maybe a couple years ago, and I think her mom said something to her like, "Well, ain't nothing to it but to do it." And you know, I think I don't mean to put her all out there like that, but you know, we were talking about at the time how like it felt the it, wrong messenger, right message, wrong messenger. But you know, taking the time to be like, well, you know what? And I think I remember telling her at the time, I'm like, you know, maybe these weren't the right circumstances to hear that. You know, or it wasn't even the right circumstances to say it, but yeah, ain't nothing to it but to do it, right? Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Stop doubting yourself, stop overthinking, stop comparing yourself to others. Just do what it is that you need to do, that you want to do, because your groove is dependent on it, right? Stop worrying about other people judging you for doing what you like to do. This is your life. This is your passion, right? This is your purpose. Who cares what they got going on? Nobody care what they got going on. Do you, boo? Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Stop worrying about going to the gym and people judging the way that you look in the gym. We're all here for a reason. Even the person who is in there with the biggest muscles and the smallest waist is working towards being happier, is working towards finding their flow. Like everybody goes to the gym for the purpose of a goal, reaching a goal, right? So that means that nobody in there is 100% where they want to be. They all have a goal and they're all trying to reach it. They have no room to judge you. Go in there, pick up the weight, and do the workout. It's nothing to it but to do it. Same thing with running. Like if running is your passion, and maybe you fell off, maybe you lost your groove, you got out of your flow of running, and maybe, you know, you're not as fast as you used to be. And so you're worried everybody's gonna judge the way that you run. You're worried that people are gonna judge you for not being as fast as you used to be. How will you ever find your groove again? How will you ever find your flow again if you don't just get out there and do it? Stop waiting for the perfect conditions. Stop waiting until you have the approval of others. Just do it. If you wanna find your groove, that's all I'm saying. You gotta just do it. You have to start trusting yourself to make the changes in your life that you know that you need to change, because again, those small wins are going to build your momentum. Even if it's just that you getting out there and you running, you just ran. You ain't shoot for a time. You didn't shoot to be as fast as you used to be. Just run. That's a small win. That's a small win. Just getting out there and doing it is small. But you did it, right? Start doing it. Start being consistent in doing it, right? You'll get back to your flow. You'll get unstuck. You know, I think that you have to also just embrace the groove, right? Sometimes we resist the groove. Sometimes the groove, like the groove was good, and it's not that it's not there anymore, but we're resisting it. We're resisting sitting in the moment, right? We fear that maybe it won't last, so we don't even want to dwell there because it might not last. Like you're in a new relationship and it feels good, you know, I'm doing good, but because I'm scared it might not last, you know, I don't even want to dwell here too long because I'm afraid. Stop resisting the groove. Stop it. Okay? Find joy in your daily routine, build habits, build sustainable routines, right? Things that are gonna last, so not your 75 hard. You know, you can do that. I already said you can do it, but finding things that are gonna last, finding things that are sustainable, celebrating your progress, okay? Oh, this is a big one for me. We're gonna talk about it just a little bit. Celebrate your progress, not just your outcome, okay? If you're always again looking for the next big thing to happen in your life to start celebrating yourself, you'll be waiting forever. You'll be dead. You know how many people have worked their whole lives, have put in blood, sweat, and tears their whole life, and never took the time to sit down and be grateful for what they have, be grateful for the progress they made, be grateful for the fact that they took those small changes, they took those small steps, right? And being engulfed in like, I did it. Like last week, I got up and went to the gym 3 times, and I wasn't doing it. I wasn't going at all. I did it, right? And celebrating, and not necessarily celebrating in ways that disrupt the change, or not sitting there so long that you can't continue moving forward, right? You know, it doesn't mean to get stuck in that. It just means taking the time to celebrate the progress, not just the outcome. Because you never know when you're going to see the outcome, right? You never know when the outcome is going to be big enough for you to celebrate, right? And so people are getting to the end of their lives. They're getting to those older ages, and they're feeling unfulfilled, right? They've gotten the accolade, they've gotten the degree, they've gotten the recognition from their job, but at the end of the day, they're still feeling unfulfilled because all along the way, they were making these really small wins. They were doing things. They were missing out on what really brought them joy and happiness, right? They were missing out on the things that really fulfilled them and poured into them in life because they were so focused on this outcome. They were so focused on this big goal. And it's here now what, right? You got it now what? And so it's so important. I think, like I said, I stress this one so much because I really want people to take time to sit in the now. Be present in today. What am I doing today? What have I done that has brought me joy up until now? Like, if your family brings you joy and you know your family brings you joy, but you have this goal to be the successful whatever, right? And you neglect your family, even though that you know they bring you joy, even though you know they pour into your life, even though you know they fuel you and they bring you happiness and they uplift your purpose, but you neglect them because I still got this goal. Right, I got this goal to make it. I got the goal to be the best. Once you reach the best, then what? Right? Because you've neglected your family. They don't really care what you got going on. Like maybe they still support you, but those relationships aren't as strong as they used to be because you didn't take the time to dwell in the progress of it all. The progress is gonna be so much bigger than the outcome, right? And so many people who die before they even ever see the fruits of all that they put in. So celebrate the fact that you sowed the seed because you may never see your you may never see the tree, right? You may never see the fruits of your labor. But somebody will one day, right? And somebody will be thankful for you sowing that seed. So you take the time to sit in the fact that you sowed the seed. Take the time to celebrate the progress, whether it be big or small. Surround yourself with people who are going to support you, okay? Surround yourself with people who understand that maybe you are not in your flow right now, but they support you and they uplift you and they motivate you to find your flow again, right? That is so important. Lastly, I want to encourage you, finally, that it is okay to rest. Okay? It's okay to rest, but it's also okay to start over. It's okay to reset. It's okay to not do things the way that you used to do them anymore. It's okay. We all grow, we all change, we all experience life differently. And it is important that you are okay with that. It is important that you are welcome to resetting, starting over. No matter how old you are, no matter how much work you put in on this one thing that you've been working on all your life, it is okay to reset because you will find yourself working towards a goal that maybe is more beneficial for you. You will have found, you might, this goal may be what it means to be in your groove, right? You can find your groove again, and it may be different than it was the first time. And then you can find your groove again after that. And it may be different than it was the times before. Being open to that reset, right? Doesn't matter the time, doesn't matter how much work was put in before. It's okay. Be open to that reset. Lastly, I just want to encourage you all to reflect through this week. Where do you feel out of sync, right? Are you in your flow? Am I flowing? Am I feeling good and doing the things that I'm doing? Am I finding joy and purpose in my life? And then what's the one small step that you can take, right? What is one small step that you can take in your life to either find your groove again or to stay in your groove, right? How do I maintain it? And so just think about that. If you haven't already, please like this video, okay? Go ahead and leave a comment. Go ahead and leave a comment. I love the comments. Go ahead and leave a comment. I will reply. It may take me a while, but I will reply. So go ahead and leave a comment and subscribe, okay? Subscribe to the channel. Follow the channel. I really do appreciate you all for listening. I really do appreciate you all for going on this journey with me. I hope that if you have lost your groove, that you find it again. I hope that you are able to find peace. I hope that you are able to find joy. I hope you're able to find your purpose in your life, and just find your flow again. Get back to your groove, okay? Thank you so much for watching the video. Like, comment, subscribe. I will see you all next week. Bye.